And another reason officials are still worried is because after a century of preventing and putting out fires, millions of acres of trees are overcrowded in the forest and more than ready to burn. KQED science reporter Molly Peterson visited Weaverville, California, a couple hours from the Oregon border, where people are looking at ways to save their forests and their community.
This neighborhood is crowded. Many of its residents are sick and often thirsty, so they're vulnerable to fire. And yeah, these residents are trees, ponderosa pine and Douglas fir.
In the post-ice age era, there's never been this many trees growing in this spot. Little thin trees.
Forester Nick Goulette steps off a trail on a ridge above the little Northern California town of Weaverville. In the trees and chaparral below, he sees nuances city people don't.
You can see the bunch grasses and perennial grasses and forbs in here, like where it's sunny enough and open enough. And that's what you would expect to see in the understory of an oak woodland.
His nonprofit Watershed Center aims to make Trinity County Forest healthier, like a spot he points to below, cleared of dry tinder, scorched in a controlled burn, where the trees now can grow bigger with thicker bark.
There, that's the proof in the pudding.
Proof that a healthier forest matters. 5 years ago, on a state route near town, a roadside spark caught on brush and lifted into treetops. Wind pushed flames along. The fast-moving fire then met this area. It's called 5 Cent Gulch.
The fire ran head-on into this thinned and burned unit, and the fire just laid down. And the firefighters were essentially able to flank it and put it out. My home was evacuated as a part of that fire, so I was very thankful.
5 Cent Gulch is within the Weaverville Community Forest. It's federal land, but under special deals called stewardship agreements, local people set priorities there. Al Olson directs Regional Ecosystem Services for the U.S. Forest Service in California.
We're seeing more and more collaboratives not only be formed, but also be effective in terms of trying to deal with forest health issues, which is really exciting.
That's exactly what's happening around the Shasta Trinity National Forest, and getting here has been a major shift. Weaverville grew up around taking things from the land, first gold, then timber. Then clear-cut logging practices sharpened old tensions into the timber wars of the 1980s and 90s. Industry on one side, environmentalists on the other. You either wanted to use the forest or to protect it.
Enjoy the sunshine.
And there's nowhere to hide in a small town, so any place people met was a battleground, including this restaurant, the Trinity Alps Golf Course. That's where I meet environmentalist Bob Morris.
It was terrible. Death threats were common. People were arming themselves.
The forest tore this town apart. But over time, it brought people back together, partly because fire was a risk and partly because what was happening wasn't working for anybody.
Once you find areas of agreement, you can make progress. And that progress was huge. It led to...
Morris's neighbor was the enemy, a logger. Today, they're both part of a diverse group stewarding the community forest.
Mutual respect, hugely dissimilar interests, working together and finding common ground and moving forward and making progress. It's been huge. I'm proud of it, actually.
The change here isn't just in how people live with each other. It's how they live with the forest.
Not managing it is not an effective tool for managing the forest.
Also at lunch with us is Kelly Sheen, head of the County Resource Conservation District. He was a kid during the timber wars, eating the forest blackberries and running its trails.
I used to take it for granted.
Now he wants to take care of the forest for the long term, and science is clear. Suppressing fire isn't the best way to do that.
And I think it's just now that we're starting to understand what fire brings to the ecology of the land.
Anymore, it doesn't seem such a stark choice here between using the forest and protecting it. People now say the Weaverville Community Forest is proof. They've sold timber from overdense stands and used the money to cover the costs of restoring areas most at risk for fire.
All of this isn't just based on what we want, it's based on science.
Alex Cousins is the sales manager at the Trinity River Lumber Mill, but he used to have Kelly Sheen's job. Now he, Sheen, Bob Morris, and Nick Goulette are part of a collaborative group that want to prove that this kind of ecologically responsible logging could make millions of acres of federal forest less fire-prone. Because of the timber wars, federal logging took a nosedive in the 1990s. That put a lot of people out of work. Out of 14 mills, this is the last one standing, the county's largest private employer.
We've got all our eggs in this basket, right? There's no doubt. I mean, we're the next generation that's coming forward and saying that You know, we want to see these forests managed. We want to see this mill as a part of that, not as the sole reason for that. And we're tired of living in smoke.
All around Weaverville are federal forest lands where officials spend more than five times as much fighting fires, suppressing them, as they do preparing for their inevitable return.
You leave it alone, it burns. That's probably the one constant. And if you thin it out, those trees could get bigger.
And that, along with clearing vegetation and controlled burns, can make a big fire lay down. Crews from Nick Goulet's Watershed Center are doing that wherever they can. This spring, they thinned out manzanita in a dense patch of pines. One guy fires a torch like a rocket into a pile of cut shrubs. Fire scientists agree that controlled burns make forests healthier and wildfires less catastrophic. But over the last 15 years in California, the U.S. Forest Service has rarely done them. Data gathered by the nonprofit news organization Climate Central show that wildfires have seared 10 times more federal forest land than planned burns have protected. People here aren't waiting for the federal government anymore. Over and over in Trinity County, I heard this, that our forests are more than a backdrop, more than a place to store carbon dioxide. We can't afford to leave them untouched.
We assume it's someone else's responsibility at our peril.
Nick Goulet.
The idea that the agencies and institutions of government are going to save us is a fallacy.
Goulet says the forest is our neighborhood, and it's up to the people who love it and use it to save it themselves. For Here and Now, I'm Molly Peterson.